It took us several months to come to this, but in March we decided that the best way to move forward with the organization and ensure that it helps as many people as possible is to dissolve. We're a volunteer-run organization at this point, and so it's very difficult for us to make the time commitment that is necessary to impact people in the way we have in previous years. And so we've decided to take the funds that remain to us and distribute them to a local organization that is staffed and prepared to do the best possible good with them.
The organization had been around for about, what, 24 years, correct?
Yes, exactly. It would be 25 years next year in 2018.
And what did it what did it do?
It was initially founded to provide emergency financial assistance for people living with HIV and AIDS, because at that point it wasn't considered a disability, and so people were not able to get benefits who were diagnosed with it. So when you're trying to maintain your health with a disease that attacks your immune system, maintain medication plus the daily cost of living, people were running out of money very quickly, especially if they got to the point where they were unable to work. And so our founder, Donald O'Dell, who found himself in exactly that position, not only advocated strongly for HIV and AIDS to become a disability, but also created the foundation to provide emergency financial assistance for people who are in that boat. And so we provide rent arrears to prevent homelessness. We keep the lights on and the heat running. We pay for medications and medical procedures. We buy mattresses. Really, whatever people need to live with dignity, health, and quality of life. And over time, that mission expanded to include peer education, community education, a Women and Girls HIV Awareness Day conference, a men's support group, and also just a safe space in our office for people to come to get a nonstop, a one-stop shopping approach to services and referrals, but just a compassionate ear.
Is there no longer a need for those services that you mentioned?
There is absolutely a need. We still are in this area at epidemic proportions of the virus, although it has been declining in Massachusetts since 2000, diagnoses have. There are still a large number of people living in the area, about 1,000 in Hamden and Hampshire counties, who are living with the disease and require services like what we provided. Unfortunately, at this point, being volunteer-run, it's not something that we're able to sustain. We received no money from the state or federal government in all of our years of operation. And over time, as our funders started reprioritizing, restructuring, and the focus on HIV and AIDS as something that urgently needed to be addressed and supported kind of dwindled, we just weren't able to be as impactful as we feel we should be.
And so what's going to happen now?
Now we have an event coming up on September the 8th at South Congregational Church in Springfield, where we'll be announcing the local AIDS service organization that will be receiving the remainder of our funding. And when we close our doors on September 30th, that organization will be taking over that funding to provide emergency financial assistance, and we're, as we say, keep our light shining, keep our legacy moving forward.
How long have you been involved with the AIDS Foundation of Western Massachusetts? And just, you know, personally, what are your thoughts about what's happened?
I started in 2008 as a volunteer working on their gala and quickly joined their board. And one of my initiatives that I helped to push forward on their board was to create an executive director position, which they had never had before. And it just so happened that I was looking for a job at that time and ended up stepping off the board to apply. And I worked as the executive director until about 2 years ago, and have over the last several months found myself back on the board as the president with the intention of closing down the organization as efficiently as possible and helping as many people as we can along the way. And I'd like to say it's bittersweet, but it's certainly much more bitter. This is an organization that I was incredibly dedicated to and still am, and a mission that has my whole heart. But the sweet comes in when I talk to the organizations that are still out there ready, willing, and able to help people who are living with HIV and AIDS and who are so eager to take up our legacy. And I know that the people who rely on us will be okay. I know that even though there is a need for what we do, there are people in the community who care so deeply about those we serve that they won't fall flat.